Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Are breaking through to the other side. I want to welcome everybody on this Monday. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. I get so excited when I get to bring such fabulous, wonderful, awesome guests to you. He is absolutely trying to get in queue now. So we have Barry John from the UK. He's a spirit medium, and he is so much more than just saying, oh, he's a spirit medium. He's a spirit that does mediumship here on this earth. And he does paranormal work. He's very famous. He's on TV and radio. And I just love this guy. Super connected. He's come to this show before, and he's done fabulous. We just had him, I think, a week or two ago. He is absolutely having some trouble getting in. So before we actually have him on, I am going to pick up someone who is going to talk about the subject that I wanted to bring up. Candy? Candy?
Hi. Do you want me to him up?
Yeah, can you pick up Barry John? We're going to have Candy pick up Barry. I'm going to put him up in here.
It'll take me a couple minutes to get my thing up, and then I'll get him.
Okay, thank you. So let me tell you, everyone, thank you, Candy, very much, and I'm putting you on hold.
Be right back.
Yay! All right. We are having blog talk issues with our guest, and Candy is going to pick him up. That was the only way, because I can't see chat and Candy's not in it, that I could get our guest in. But we are going to talk today about past lives, your past lives, my past lives, what past lives mean, and if you know and have ever met anybody from your past life, do you have any fears and phobias, and why? And how past lives actually can help you? Because when you feel a past life soul connection or a past life fear, how does that work in this life. And I'm going to go into telling you before we actually pick Barry up and hear about him, is that I had a terrible fear. Well, I had a terrible fear of World War II. I didn't like it. And I happen to be Jewish. So it's all these other people can go to the museums, the Holocaust Museum. They watch World War II movies. I cannot do that. I couldn't figure out why. And when I had a past life regression, I absolutely knew that I had died or was involved in World War II. Of course, Susan, you know, she thinks I was involved in a different way in World War II. But when I realized that, and I'm going to pick our guest up right now, when I realized that, what happened was that I got over my fear and phobia, and I was actually able to watch past movies from World War II, and now I know why I had them. So I got over the fears and phobias, and I totally could come to grips with that, and then I knew that I could move forward. And so now it's not like I like them, because I don't, but I actually understand it, and it helped me move on in this lifetime. I am looking for Candy, because Candy has my guest, and I am trying to pick them up. So Candy, if you hear me, I do not see you. And so let me see if I can pick up. Let me see if this is my guest. Hi, this is Bonnie. Hi. Hi. Okay, so this is not my guest. All right, if I can see Candy, I need you to come back on so I can pick up the guests. So let me see. Candy is going to get me in Skype. Yes. Okay. So I am so sorry that we're having these issues. Please stay on, because Barry John is coming in. We just have to wait until he comes in through Candy. So anyway, now that I can actually talk and not lose my train of thought, I know that past lives, I've run into past life people. I know who I've been in past lives. You know, we've lived many past lives while we are here in this incarnate. We're reincarnated here. We bring pieces of who we are, who we've been, and some of the traits. We either come here to kind of dampen, to weed out of our soul, or to actually enhance us. So I can't tell you how many ones that I have been, but I can tell you that I rock princess energy. I rock all kinds of other energy, and it comes out sometimes in my speech, and I have to watch it. People say to me, "You are rocking that Cleopatra energy." I have Mary Magdalene energy, and from that Merovingian line. So we've all been princesses. We've been paupers. We've been gypsies. We've been witches. We've been everything, and we bring that to each and every lifetime in a different way. And either we've got to weed out some of those traits in our soul, we come to work on that, or we actually come to help other people with what we bring in our soul. So I'm going to start picking up people as soon as I can find my guest. Is this Barry? Hello? Okay, so I am still looking for our guest. Come on through. You're breaking through to the other side, or I'm going to start picking up people. So let me see if I can see if Candy has picked them up yet. Candy, have you picked up Barry yet? Okay. Right. So yes, Texas Pearl, honey, you got it right. They are having issues, and I am trying to make sure that we don't have any more issues. But I'm looking and see my board is full. So I'm looking to see how I can pick up. Let me see if this is Candy. Hi, Candy. Is this Candy and Barry? 281?
Hello, Bonnie.
Oh. Hey, Candy. Do you have Barry with you?
He's here, but I don't know if he's talking or not.
I'm back. I'm back. You've got me.
Ah! Oh my God, was that? I mean, I could talk forever, Barry, but I don't know that anybody wants to hear me. Candy, I don't know how to thank you again. You're a lifesaver always. And I don't know what else to say except thank you, thank you, thank you. So welcome, Barry. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. You know, I'm always doing wonderful, even when we have glitches at Blog Talk. That's why I'm hoping Sirius Radio or NPR picks this show up, because then I doubt we would have the issues that we have on Blog Talk. But I'm so happy to have you, Barry. I've been talking about, and then we'll get into you, but we were talking about past lives, because I started the conversation by telling everybody about my past life. But can you tell us what you feel about past lives, why it's important that we know a little about them, and what you've picked up about your past life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love talking about past lives, Bonnie, because I think we carry so much with us nowadays. And, you know, that could be things that need to be dealt with still. That could be things that we have dealt with. And issues that obviously we've brought back from a previous life that maybe it's another lesson that we need to learn. And I think it's so important that when we look at situations in our life now, that we realise that some of the things maybe have been or still are unresolved. You know, we still need to work on those. And those could be situations such as people's relationships. It could be situations regarding a work-life balance, regarding children, you know, family. There's so much that we could look at in terms of people's past lives. And I think it's really, really important that when people are going through these sort of times of difficulty, that we're able to reflect on situations in their life and say, well, actually, that's probably something that you need to deal with, something that, you know, you brought over from a past life that still needs to be dealt with. And once you start looking at that with people and almost analysing it, it starts to make a lot more sense for them. I mean,
absolutely.
I've done a lot of work on my past lives. Yeah, I've done a lot of work on my past lives over the years, Bonnie. And, you know, it taught me some of the things that I'm fearful of nowadays. You know, it's taught me that they're things that actually are what I've carried over from a past life. You know, the things that, you know, I need to move on from now, if that makes sense, you know.
Yes.
But I know that those sort of situations have, you know, been brought over with me for a specific reason, one of them being scared of water, something like that, you know. And people talk about this so many times that they're fearful of water. And, you know, it's not until you start talking to them about it that they actually realize that maybe there was a situation where they were drowned, where there was a connection to dying due to water or something like that, that makes people think a little bit, okay. Yeah, you know, and I know we've had this conversation on and off air before about lives in terms of like Egyptians being connected through Egyptian lives. And, you know, one of my fascinations from being a small child was always this fascination with the Titanic, you know, and it was just something that consumed me as a small child. I had to watch every program about the Titanic because it just fascinated me so much. I remember doing a past life regression many, many years ago now, and somewhere I've got it all written down. But, you know, the spirit world actually took me on this past life regression and actually told me that, yes, you were on board. Yes, this was your room. This is where you were. This is who you was with. And all these things were like, wow, this makes a lot of sense to me now. Why I've always been fascinated with it.
Are you afraid of water? Because that would be why.
Yeah, I am actually. I am, Bonnie, you know, and it's one of those things that's always been a fear factor for me. You know, it's something that, you know I need to deal with and get over, really. But, you know, it is so significant, isn't it? You know, when people get reoccurring dreams and something keeps repeating itself and it could be the means of a past life. It could be that they keep reliving the Egyptian era. You know, there's something very significant there. But, you know, when you're working with people on past lives and they're actually talking about what they were, what they feel, how they felt things, the sort of things that they saw, and you think, how would you know that in so much detail if you'd never been there? It's a little bit of, what we call deja vu, isn't it? You know, I've been here before, but I'm not sure how or where or what does it mean to me anymore. So I just think it's really, really significant.
I'm fascinated that you were on. I know I'm interrupting, and I'm going to let you talk in a minute, but I'm fascinated that you were on the Titanic. I'm just fascinated because I could feel that when you said it. And, you know, certainly you would be afraid of water because, you know, the Titanic went down, and I don't think there was any survivors. And I don't remember. But, you know, all I remember was the romantic part of the Titanic. And if you watch the movie, of course, I think she was English, actually, the one that starred in it.
Yeah,
and it's amazing. I feel sorry for you. I wonder, you know, I mean, I don't feel sorry for you now, but I feel sorry that you were on the Titanic. I do believe, though, that we all know before we come down why we come to be a part of something. But that's so interesting. Yeah. I hope I wasn't on the Titanic with you. Was I in your room with you? I'm not afraid of water, though. Okay.
You know,
what else?
These are things that are so significant, aren't they? You know, when people are talking to us about who are their guides, and you know, how do they know who their guide is, and things like that. And you know, again, people will start talking about Native American Indians, and they start talking about Zulu warriors and Zulu tribes, and you think there must be a connection there for that to have happened to you over the years. You know, something must have jogged your memory in some way to make you think,
absolutely,
that all makes sense now. When I first started sitting many, many years ago, you know, the spirit world used to tease me a little bit, you know, and I remember that I got one guide who used to come through, a Native American who still works with me, actually, in the background. And he used to come through, and he used to give me items. So he used to give me, like, he'd give me the peace pipe, then he'd give me like his staff, then he'd give me his headdress, or he'd give me a feather, or he'd give me his shoes, and it was all really, really quite ironic. And I think in the end what he was trying to do, and it's funny because my name, I had a spiritual naming service, and the spiritual naming service, they actually called me Little Arrow. And I always think that's where it's come from. I think that's what come from him. I think he made me a little child of his, if that makes sense. But I'm just talking to people about it because, anything with the spirit world fascinates me because there is so much that we don't know, isn't there? There's so many. How many past lives have we all had? It must be totally uncountable. You know, how many would you actually remember? You probably remember mainly probably one or two, something like that, unless you go into a very, very deep regression period. You know, and I think it's really important that, as I say, that the things that people keep dwelling on in this life, we really do have to look at that and think, well, you know, maybe they're having problems in the relationship because they didn't deal with issues in it before. Maybe
that's
they've
so
got
interesting.
A lot of children in this life. Yeah, and it's important, isn't it? It is important.
It is. So go ahead. You said they had a lot of children in this life.
Yeah. If they had a lot of children in this life, in the present life, then maybe there was a situation where they couldn't have children in a previous life. You know, and these are all the things that we have to then start analysing with them and saying, right, okay, well, let's go back to the time and see what happened. It could have been that somebody never got married in a previous life.
That's,
you know,
right.
And I remember... Yeah, I remember sitting with friends in circles, you know, and we used to discuss this in great detail, and we'd ask the spirit world. And they always used to say, well, you know, the people that you know now aren't new people to you. They're people that have always been with you through your life's path, apart from they were in different sorts of positions. So somebody who's probably a sister now could have been your mother in a previous life, or could have been a very good friend in a previous life, you know, and we do have to think about that because I think when we communicate with friends and when we get new friends on board, you know, we have to ask the question why and say, is it because it's a new friend or is it the fact that we already knew them and it's almost just a reconnection of a friendship?
Well, I love that. I think that's a great way to look at it. I don't believe in coincidences. So for me, everyone you meet in life is a stepping stone to who you came down with, who you need to work out karma or not with, or actually trade places with and see what it's like to be, you know, your mother versus your sister versus your brother. And I agree with you so much on these past lives. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I always love to talk about myself, and I shouldn't because I have a guest, but I'm going to tell you real quick. I talk like I'm a queen or a princess. I am a great actress, even though I'm not acting. And I can't stand any war movies. So if you look at it, and I have been regressed very begrudgingly, because the guy that regressed me told me if I ever came back to him, he'd shoot himself. So here's what, here's what, yes, because I couldn't do it. And I was really, and they did a conscious one. Actually, it was a female, and the male couldn't do it because I can't settle down enough. But I was, they said I was an actress in 1923, and I died, I always died early. Hopefully this is the longest I've lived, I think, except maybe in ancient times. But they said I was an actress, and I was a budding actress, and I was just about to make it big. My fiance came to get me, and I ran out of the door, and I got hit by lightning. Okay, and I'm like, you know, I can't believe it. I was going to win Academy Award, and I had to leave. But, you know, and I'm joking about that, but the truth is I rock all those, and I know that you'll know why, because I come here, and we all do, with pieces of who we were. Don't you feel that?
Yeah, I do think that. I do think that. Yeah, definitely.
So if you do feel that you bring pieces with you of your lives or your past lives, you have to have some of those character traits, just like fears and phobias. You're afraid of water. We found out why. Usually when that happens, Barry, are you less fearful of water? Because usually when you find out why and you conquer it, actually the phobia starts to dissipate. Are you still afraid of water?
And I am, I am still afraid of it. I am still afraid of it. You know, so I think there's a lesson there that I haven't dealt with something, you know, it still needs dealing with. And probably, you know, something. You see, again, when I look back, there was quite a few lives where I'd lost my life due to drowning or water situations. And as I say, I think it's probably one of those things that I do somewhere need to deal with. Maybe I need to go for swimming lessons one day.
Well, if you come here, I have a pool. I will give them to you. I promise I won't hold your head underwater and try to drown you. We do have a lake. I'll make sure you don't get there too easy. But I do want, because we started the show off a little innocuously, I do want you to tell everybody you are a spirit medium from the UK. You do paranormal work, and you are on TV and the radio. I am grateful and honored that I have you here. But can you tell everybody, because you do this for a living, tell everybody how to get a hold of you for your private readings, of which I need one. So please tell everybody how to get a hold of you, since I never can get you on the air because I have too many people. But go ahead.
That was really lovely of how you've just introduced me then, because that was so nice, because I felt really flattered in a way, you know. I never really big myself up, because what I do because I enjoy it, and I enjoy it for my guests. I enjoy it for my sitters, people that come to see me. That's the whole reason I do it. And I think it's so important that as we work as mediums, we work with, you know, truth and light, you know, and we come through because people want us to help them. Very often people will ask me about this, and you know, you can get me all over social media. You know, you can find me under, just look for Barry John on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You can get me on my website, which is www.barryjohn.com. You know, have a look, and please just drop us a message. You know, I love hearing from people and knowing that people have found some comfort in the things that we've discussed and said. And it doesn't always have to be those people that have got a message from us, does it? It could be people that are just listening into the show and something's just made sense to them. You know, Yeah, you know, and I think one of the things I love doing when I do any sort of demonstration or stage show, and I'll always say to people, just take a look around, because wouldn't it be nice if the person next to you got the message that they really needed tonight? You know, and I think that's so significant, isn't it? Yeah,
you know,
Bonnie, you know,
I've heard when you did the show the last time, and what's funny is Candy, and I won't put her on, but she'll come on at some point. She got so many messages from you, and I believe in double messages. I believe message, I don't even mean double. I believe messages, they bring people to the show that need the messages, and it could be the messages for a lot of people. And I love that about this show. I mean, last week, if you listen, and I don't know that you did, we had five Sagittariuses. Now, come on, how did I pick up five Sagittariuses? But Spirit, and with Sag, they all rock some of the same characteristics, even though everybody has their own fingerprint. So I agree with you, Barry. I think it's how you do it. Their messages could be for not just one person, for people listening, for people enjoying listening, talking, chatting, even in chat. Yeah. And I see that so much with my medium. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And you know, Bonnie, there's something else there, isn't there? But that people to find somewhere to go now where they can talk about what they believe in or where they can talk about spiritual work is very difficult for people. You know, some people don't want to go to spiritualist church. They just want to talk to like-minded people. And I think, you know, shows like yours do so much, not only for us as mediums and people that are fascinated, but everybody out there that just doesn't know in which direction to turn anymore.
I agree. Everyone, please listen to my show. I can't tell you how much. I love that, Barry. You just led right into back to me, which really it shouldn't be. But I love my show. I feel it's where I get a lot of light workers that come and they just want to share. And they also say that too, even in chat, that they love being able to be in a community where they don't have to worry about what they think, how they think, you know, and they can actually glean information from you, from Jerry, from me, from Susan, from people who, are involved as they are within the community. So I so agree. Barry, before we get to, before we get to the phone lines, and I know there's a lot of people that want to work with you, I want you, if you can, if you dare, to give us the most memorable past life memory or person or thing. You could be a thing. You could have been a chair because it's, you know, it's also matter and matter can't be destroyed. So we could have been, you know, whatever. But could you please tell us what's the most memorable past life experience you've ever had and how it changed you in this lifetime?
You know, this is, you'll laugh at this one because I remember this one very, very vividly. And I remember that I was doing a very deep meditation, a past life meditation with somebody. And actually, I went instead of them because it was some friend of mine that I was working with. And I remember they took me right back to the Egyptian times. And all I remember to start off with that I've got almost like a big scroll in my hand. It was almost like I was reading a big book. And I remember the spirit world, you know, I was talking to them and I said, what have you given me here? And they said, well, you used to be a scribe in your previous life, you know, and you used to write a lot of things down for people. But what we're giving you is the book of life, and the book of life is your life. You know, and it was almost as though every time I started developing my mediumship, they would move me onto another page and they would allow me to turn over another page. But I know that when I look back at this, it was so fascinating because some of the things what they used to show me were just out of this world, you know, and they used to take me back to like the Egyptian times when I used to help people pray and talk to them about, you know, talking about asking for forgiveness and all these spiritual connections used to come in even then. And I think it was so important that the spirit world took me back that far, and they really did. And you know, I remember in this life, one of the things that really woke up my psychic side was when I was a young child and I was struck by lightning. And it literally, I remember it just spun me round, and my grandmother was with me at the time, just spun me round, and it was like, right, that's it. You know, this is the awakening call that I've been waiting for. This is what needed to happen to open my doorways up.
Oh my goodness.
When I first come into this, maybe the spirit world wanted me to have a bit of a normal life to start off with before they woke up my spiritual side again. But as I was saying, I remember, you know, going into like the Egyptian times and walking through almost roads and valleys and streets and cobbled streets and seeing the headdresses, seeing what people was wearing. And I just found it amazing. I found it so, so amazing. I really did. It was lovely.
Well, you know what?
It was lovely.
You know what, Barry? You must have been in my kingdom because I am Cleopatra. So you must have been my scribe. Mm. And I relived, if you asked, I relived the death of Cleopatra. And what I do want you to explain to people, though, is this. When I have people who call up, and you're going to love this question, and then don't worry, everyone, we're going to pick you up. They say, oh, you're Cleopatra. Everyone's Cleopatra. Did you notice nobody's like a janitor? And I think about that. And I said, you know, you're right. But maybe it's the people here. But how do you tell individuals that there isn't just one Cleopatra in the whole world?
Well, but that's no different in a way to the spirit world, isn't it? You know, the spirit world will come through, but they could be in numerous places at the same time. You know, just because my mother's come through and spoke to me tonight in a private seance or in a private session doesn't mean to say that she's not going to be with my father, my niece, my sister, my brother, you know, her cousins,
Absolutely.
My aunties, you name it. You know, she'll be wherever she needs to be. And I think that's so important. One of the things that we remember is that, you know, you could have been in a past life, you know, you were Cleopatra, but somebody else could have also been a similar character in that time as well. And I think that's
Absolutely.
So important that people realize that, you know, in the spirit world, it's just a little bit of energy that's needed to represent that person. It doesn't have to be that you were, you know, you're the only Cleopatra on the planet and, you know, I was the only Mark Antony or whichever, you know, it doesn't
right.
matter. It's the individuals. Yeah, I don't remember being Mark Antony, and I don't think I was one of the top people. I think I was probably a worker.
Well, I got to tell you something. If you're a scribe, you had a very difficult time. And by the way, you do look like it, Mark Antony, for anybody that hasn't seen Barry John.
Oh,
he does kind of. Yeah, we could put a big Cleopatra hat on him, and he would absolutely, with like a big breastplate, look like Mark Antony. But that is amazing what came through. And I love talking about past lives. We did not give it the justice of talking about it as much as I would like, but we do have to get to the audience. But I do want to ask that, you know, the next time we've got a great subject too, maybe it'll be a 2-hour show the next time so that we can actually, you know, talk, take some guests. Because I so love past lives. And when we pick you up, everyone, and we are going to pick you up right now, we're going to ask you, and if you could keep it brief, because we've got a lot of people who we want to get to. What's your, do you know who you were in a past life? What did it mean to you? And if you had any fears and phobias, how it helped you to find out? So Barry, are you ready to get to your audience? Because, well, I brought them through, so they're my audience, but they're your callers.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go for it.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to say? I know I didn't give you a whole lot of time to talk to us. That is, I do want to tell you something about the scroll. What that is the Akashic Records. That's your Akashic Records. So I wonder, Barry, is if you do Akashic Records, or maybe you should start doing them.
That's really interesting, actually, because that really does fascinate me. Yeah, it does fascinate me. I do want to say one thing. There's a very good friend of mine listening in who I know I've tried to introduce to you, Bonnie. Christoph Koopman's online. Christoph specializes in the law of attraction, and he's actually listening to the show, so you might want to say hello to him.
Hi, Christoph. I think you and I are going to talk after I get back. He didn't have a whole lot of time right this second, and I am so excited. Thank you for listening. I put in a thank you to you in Skype, Barry. I don't know if you saw it yet, for all the people that you have actually told about the show. I'm so excited. I would love to have you on, Christoph. I think we said the beginning of the new year, which is great for Law of Attraction, unless you want to come towards the end of December. But I think you were busy. But thank you for tuning in. I love you, and I cannot wait for us to chat. Does he want to be put on?
All the way from Belgium.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness, Christoph. Where is he? What's number?
He'll come in.
Come on in.
Sure. I don't know what number he is.
If he can give me the first three, I would love to pick him up. Is he 1111? Ask him.
Let's ask him. See what he
Let
says.
Let me see if he's 111. Let's see if he says. Is this Christoph?
Hello.
Christoph?
No.
Oh, hold on, please. Okay. I think she was from across the pond also, so it might be another one of your favorite.
Oh, okay.
If you can find out. Yeah, I kind of felt maybe Ireland. Okay, so if you could find, if Christoph comes up with some numbers, you let me know and I'll pick him up. But hey, thank you. Thank you for listening. It's a show you are going to be on, so I hope you enjoy Barry on here because he's a fabulous guest. So yeah. I am going to pick up your first caller. And this caller asked me if she could please be picked up. And she said she's never talked to you before and she just loved hearing you. So here's 210-210. Aww. You are on with Barry. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Pearl. Hello.
Hi, Pearl.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Pearl?
I'm fine, thank you. So I think your question was, have I had a past life?
Yes.
Or do I know my past life? So in one of my past lives, because I was actually regressed, I remembered or discovered that I was Egyptian. So I had a stone, and when I walked into the room, I had a stone bed, and I had dusty, sandy feet. And it was interesting, in this life, I always felt like if I could just go, as a child, I used to fantasize, if I could just go to Egypt, I would be able to find the tomb and discover the treasures.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How fascinating is that? And what role do you think you were, Pearl, in a previous life then? What do you think
I was a woman, and my job was in the home. And I had a small child. I think it was a son, maybe a second one.
Right.
And I remember in the same vision where it was a very small room. It was carved. My room was in rock, and there was a stone bed. But I remember I had to grind up the meal. My hands were very like sandpapered. I would use a stone to grind up the meal, and I would make bread. And that was my job, was to make the bread and have something to eat every day for when my husband came home.
Wow, what an interesting life.
And so specific, isn't it, what you've described? So
yes.
Specific. Do you, Pearl, remember any of the people that were with you in your previous life?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
That's absolutely brilliant. I love how you described it. You know, you can describe the room, you can describe that you were cooking the meal, you can describe what your bed was like, and I think that is.
I could actually feel fascinating. I could actually feel my feet were dusty, and it was
okay.
Wow.
In this lifetime, my feet get dusty, I go swish them off in the shower. But in that lifetime, that was the normal feeling. I remember thinking to myself, my feet don't even bother me.
That's Blimey. Crazy.
And is there anything, Pearl, in this life? Is there anything in this life then, Pearl, what you're fearful of, or anything that you think you maybe brought back from a past life?
When I was listening to the show a little bit earlier, the only thing that struck me as maybe it was a past life was 2 years ago, I was driving up a bridge. And the bridge, this was like a new bridge in Texas, and it was, I think it was in Austin, It was a new bridge in Texas, and the height of the bridge was stories of houses. I don't, maybe it was, you know, 16 stories or so. It was the highest bridge that I've ever driven over. And I've driven over all over Texas and Houston and everything where they have other tall bridges. But at this particular bridge, when I went up, I literally started going through a panic, and I white knuckled it. And I thought, you're having a past life experience, and you're going to have to just breathe and look at the road and not look at the sides. And then I came down the other side again. And I thought, geez, I hope it doesn't stick around. I don't want to go through that again.
That's right. Interesting, isn't it, Barry? Okay.
Very much so. And I love the detail that she went into. I love that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, what would you like Barry to do for you, Pearl?
I would, if he could see if any, I know that he's a wonderful medium, if he could see if any of my loved ones are around me.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They usually have a message.
The interesting, Pearl, because as soon as you picked up the phone or we picked up your call, there was a lady with me here. I've got to ask you, has your mum gone, Pearl, your mother?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because this is mum. She keeps shouting, it's mum, it's mum, it's mum, okay? But you understand, you must have sat and held mum's hand in the end, because she's thanking you for being with me, she says. Thank you for being with me, okay? And who was... Okay. She gives me the letter A, and I feel as though I want to talk about Albert or Alfred. Albert or Alfred back in the family, please, that she mentioned to me. And you must understand either a George. George, I want to give you George as well, talking about it, okay? But I want to say that mum's talking to me about you, Pearl, at the moment. And she's saying, changes are afoot. Changes are afoot. There's something that you've been asking for or wanting that's getting ready to break, okay? It's getting ready to come through. It's getting ready to happen for you. And I want to say to you, you need to look forward to the 15th to the 20th of January time, because there's a wake-up call there that comes around you, okay? And it's a good sign. It's a good feeling. I like that. I also feel here that as I'm talking about this, do you understand, would your mum have spent a lot of time on her own, please?
Spent a lot of time on her own?
Yeah, she's talking to me about she was on her own a lot, or she did a lot of thinking. I was either on my own or I was doing a lot of daydream thinking.
Yeah, she was independent.
Right, okay, because I feel with her that it was like, She enjoyed the time on her own. She liked to get things right. She liked to sort things, okay?
Yes.
And I feel as though this is what she's saying to me about you at the moment, because I feel as though you've either taken a little bit of time out or you need to take some time out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. Make sure you take some time out. Mum keeps talking to me about the month of March. She also talks to me about the month of September. And when they talk about months, Pearl, it talks to me about birthdays or anniversaries or the memory of a passing, okay? So like a memorial time.
September is her birthday.
Okay, and what does March mean? What's March?
Well, it's for a there's two things happening in March. There's a function that I'm hosting in March, and then there's my daughter's birthday in March.
Daughter's birthday. Okay, that's what she talks to me about. Daughter's birthday. All right. Very, very significant. I feel as though with her that she's a lady that's so close to you. She's never, you know, I know I'm never far away. That's what I want to say to you. I'm always with you. I'm always with you. You understand
that, was a beautiful
for me,
message.
Don't you?
Oh, yes.
I'm always with you, and you need to know that I'm always with you.
That's beautiful.
Okay, does that help you?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Did she have any particular message about my daughter in March?
Daughter in March? No, the only thing I'd say very, very quickly what she says to me is, onwards and upwards, onwards and upwards, keep going. Your daughter's hitting I feel as though I'm either on a climb or she's finding it difficult to climb up something at the moment, okay? And I feel as this is probably either a work or an educational point of view, but I feel as though mum's just saying, tell her to stick with it. Tell her to keep going. She doesn't want her to give in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Pearl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye, honey. I just, you know, I love our listeners and our callers. 480, you are on with the Fab Barry John. Hi. Hi.
Hello, this is Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Mike. Hi. Mike. Hi.
Yes. Hello. So, a quick, real quick, past life experience. Was tapping in for a block in regards to finances, and was able to go back to a time I was a large African American, and it was just after slavery. And wife died, six kids, and ended up getting caught stealing food. And the next thing I remember was kind of seeing myself from above, and my body was just like dumped in a field.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Wow. That wasn't a good visual. Why did you have that for just, that was a dream, or that was a state? Like, when did you see that? Did you go to the past life? Did you have a past life regression? Because I'm not sure I understand.
Yes, it was a past life regression.
Okay, now I understand. All right.
That we were tapping into in regards to what was blocking energy-wise, or money-wise.
Okay. Okay, I'm handing you over to Barry, because there's a million things I could tell you, but he will. But go ahead.
That's great.
I'm just too much of a busybody.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. So do you find then that have you dealt with those things from past lives now then, Mike? Have you dealt with them, and do you find that finances are better now?
Yes, you know, and again, it's very interesting, just kind of, you know, coming across people, like there's a friend that just kind of keeps resurfacing, and, you know, she just, it's just like there's, no matter how much time has elapsed, we just pick up right where we left off, and it's like nothing but, like, you know, nothing, and it's just like, boom, same thing, we're on the same wavelength and everything like that, and that happens with, you know, individuals as well that I just come across. It's just like, wow, okay.
That's fascinating, isn't it? And isn't it, you know, that was a little bit like the scenario that we were talking about, where I was talking about being afraid of water, and I realized it was from a past life, and obviously you realized that your finance situation was something that you needed to deal with. It's something that you should have dealt with from a previous situation or life. What does your partner think to that? Does your partner agree with that, Mike, or not?
Well, I'm single.
Okay. So in your previous life then, do you think there was a situation with a partner involved in terms of finances?
You know, it's interesting. Well, that I think it was probably double meaning in that sense, because then there was abandonment issues and things like that, because obviously the wife passed, and I don't have I don't recall the details of that, but then again, so I'm here left held, you know, raising six kids and trying to feed them with already, you know, again, just after post-slavery and being African-American, which probably wasn't a good time.
You know what an amazing story, isn't it? And how
yes,
did they do the past life regression? Did they take you into a meditation state, a very deep meditation?
Actually, it was a woman that I was working with in regards to my own gifts and so forth. So she gave me a meditation to kind of be able to go in and tap in myself and to draw on past. Yeah, so this was just like the initial process where she was able to, you know, walk me through it, and then of course sent me the recording of it, and then which I need to play with more, you know, and kind of you know, check out other areas as well.
And do you find then? Sorry, I know we're probably running out of time, and Bonnie will tell me off in a minute. But do you find that? Are you able suddenly to go back into that past life very quickly then now?
You know, I haven't tried that yet because I've been so crazy busy with so many other projects that I, you know, again, I need to get a hold of my schedule and start, you know, having setting aside time for this, because that's the one thing that's been neglected a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. I like that, Mike. You know, stick with it. Keep trying it. keep seeing if you can go back and what more information you can get from it, or what other information you can call back from it.
So you know what, Barry, before I let him ask you a question, and Mike, you know what I keep hearing from Spirit is there's pieces missing. So when you said that he really needs to go back to be, I know it was, to me, that was a nice way of saying go back deeper, because there's something you're going to find out. And that's what I keep picking up. So I love that you told him that. Yeah. So, okay, Mike, I know that you want to ask Barry, because he is amazing. What would you, I don't know what you want. Do you want him to bring through Spirit, or, you know, what would you like Barry to do for you today?
Well, with Barry's expertise, I'd like some insight and guidance. Say again?
I said it has to be clean and legal.
Yes, of course, of course. So, like I said, I have a really busy schedule. I'm starting a bartending job. I'm going to be working with a high-end real estate broker on a project, on an app that can go nationwide and possibly globally as well. And again, my own gifts. And I just did my first psychic fair in October here in California. Yep. And I... You know, so there's so many different directions, and I just kind of want some, if you could, pearls of wisdom.
Ooh, clarity. Blimey, what can I offer you? Okay, this is really interesting, because this is more dealing with somebody on a life path pattern, isn't it? And life coaching rather than mediumship. But let's have a look and let's see where we go. Mike, I've got to ask you, has your dad gone over to the spirit world, please?
Not yet, but close.
Right, okay, because there's a gentleman talking about dad then. Talk to me about dad. So this must be dad's dad, so grandfather on dad's side, okay. But you understand, he talks about dad, and he just says to me, he says, he won't be on his own, you know. And it's almost like, he wants you to recognise that. Okay. But as he comes through, he wants me to tell you that he's so proud of you, because you must have changed your career path to go into something that makes you more happier. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. Right, okay, I need to go with this then. Watch for me, because watch when you get to the end of January into February, because there's a change that happens around your work in a positive way, okay? Because I feel as though I'm opening another doorway for you. I liked it when you said to me about real estate and property, because I feel with you, if you haven't already got a chain of properties, I feel as though I want you having a chain of properties coming up in your future here, okay?
Wow. Because
it gives you the stability, he tells me, and it gives me that strength that I need to be able to do my spiritual work, because I think Spirit are going to push you onto a spiritual path very soon. And I'm not just talking about meditating, and I'm not just talking about sitting doing psychic work. They're opening up a doorway for you, Mike, because somebody's just said to me, and I think this is my guide who's just said to me, we need people like you, Mike. We need people like you, okay? Because, and this isn't me saying this, this is your grandfather and my guide saying this. They've just said to me, you are so sincere, and you have a lot of empathy with people and sympathy, and you understand where you can help people, but also where you can't help people, okay?
Wow.
So watch for this changing for me, because this is going to change at the end of January into February. There's something there that's bubbling away that you're going to get involved with, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, the real estate broker, it was a synchronistic connection, and the person that introduced me, she's not in my life anymore. And we're out here in California, and we're both from the Detroit area. So it's just, you know, it's just like 3,500 miles away, and our paths crossed.
Yeah. And how interesting, because maybe you guys were connected in a previous life.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be fantastic. Yeah. It wouldn't shock. In this day and age, it wouldn't shock me.
There you go. Well, welcome, Mike. Thank you for phoning in. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I've got to ask you, I'm so proud of you for doing a psychic fair. I sporadically talk to you, and that's not what comes through. So, and I'm so excited that you did that. What do you do with this? Can I, and then I'm going to pick up 561, but what are you doing at the psychic fairs?
The psychic fair. So basically I was, I was the psychic. Everybody else had some, I do have some mediumship. And I have played with, psychometry, to get a, to develop my method into tapping into, spirit for messages, because sometimes it comes, mediumship comes in, sometimes it doesn't, depending on, the person that I'm reading. And, So I have found psychometry not only guides me into directly into the person and the issues that they want, you know, the questions that they have, right away. But it also, if it's the object from somebody else, it gives me the, a loved one, it gives me the opportunity
the vibration.
Tap in and feel what, you know, that they're coming through.
I love that. Please keep in touch.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Because what you're working in when you're doing psychometry is you're working on a psychic level with people. And what you're doing is you're linking into their aura, their energy. You're looking at things that are happening to them now in this life. You're not looking at things in a previous life, and you're not communicating with the spirit world with them. But, you know, what you'll find is your mediumship, because you're working very strongly psychically, your clairvoyant ability will develop very quick now.
I love that for you, Mike. I love that. We're all about spirit.
I do know that I see, hear, and feel.
Yeah.
And I would I'd really like to, I'm sorry, I know, hear, and feel, and I would like to see.
Wouldn't we all? Okay. Sometimes. Okay. I mean, I want to see spirit myself, but I feel them.
Yep.
I see them in the back of my head, but I'd like them to stand in front of me and my dad to yell at me and say, Bonnie, stop calling me from the spirit world all the time. I have things to do and I want to see his face, but I don't. So I'm hoping one day I can too. That's what you're talking about. Very few. No, I hear Barry, and I'm going to pick up 561 a second. I hear that's a rare gift, that people don't always see apparitions that clearly in front of them because it takes so much energy. Is that, find that?
I think so, yeah.
We're all with you,
yeah,
Mike.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You both as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike,
Don't you love our callers? I just love them. They're just so fabulous. I can't. I love my guests. I love my chatters. Jerry, thank you for being out there. Christoph, I am so sorry. I can't pick you up on Skype because it won't come up here. That's our problem. So we'll have to figure out another way to get you on. But 561, you are on with my fab, crazy connected Barry John. Hi. 513, I'm sorry. 513, are you with me?
Hello? Yes.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tanyana.
Hi, Tanyana.
Hi, Tanyana.
I'm doing great. I'm glad I got in.
We are too. Can you tell us about have you had any past life incidences, crossings, fears, phobias, and what do you feel about past lives and how they affect your life today?
Well, I have been in a deep meditation before where I envisioned myself as a black man. I feel like maybe a witch doctor or some kind of healer of some sort.
Very interesting.
And then I've had dreams. Yeah, and then I've had dreams where I was a big African American guy and got shot in the arm, and I felt it, like, no doubt. Like, I woke up with this horrible feeling in my arm and stuff. It was very real.
Blimey, okay. That's fascinating, that, isn't it? And I've got to ask you, if I said to you, do you know where you got shot on the arm, would you be able to point that out?
Yes.
Okay. Blimey, that is a lot of information, isn't it? That really is. That's great. I love that. Love it.
How could Barry help you today?
Well, I've had a especially challenging year with health and everything, and I was kind of wondering if there was any maybe correlation between my past lives or what to expect is coming up here, or if I have any messages from anyone that has passed on. Any help would be great.
Okay, well, let's have a look then and see where we're going. And I think it is important because I think some of the things that we deal with in this life, such as like you were saying, you've been through such a lot with your health. Okay, all right. Somebody's bugging me here to talk to you. There's a lady trying to talk to me here, okay? And this lady is talking to me about the last 2 years must have been very difficult for you, okay, in terms of your health. But do you understand, has there been a home move within the last 2 years as well?
Yes.
Yeah, because she talks to me about a home move, and you understand that really did disrupt things. It was almost as though either you didn't want to go and you were forced to go, or you had no choice but to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I was living in an apartment, and it started getting really rowdy there, and I thought it was time to leave.
Okay. Because what she just said to me, but you were happy there before. You understand that? You were happy there before, okay? And I just feel as though, you know, your health has took a little bit of battering from all this, because I feel as though it's because you've been forced to do things that you've almost thought, actually, it's not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do that. And your body's almost saying to you, no, you're right. We didn't want you to do that either. And it's almost like a retaliation thing from the body, I want to say to you. Do you understand for me, do you have problems around like the liver or the kidney area?
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because just Friday they had to take my spleen out, and they had to move my liver out of the way.
Okay, that makes sense, because that's the sort of area where I am with things there, okay? I need to say to you, something comes in here, and I've got to give this as it's been given to me, because they said, be careful of it being infected. Be careful of it being infected. And it's almost like they want you to just make sure things are checked over properly, okay? Make sure things are checked over properly. Who was the lady, please, who's gone over to the spirit world and suffered with, like, either very heavy head pains or very heavy, like, some sort of hemorrhage in the brain? Does that make sense?
I can't really think of anyone like that now. I know that my mom, she's still alive, and she's dealing with those kind of issues.
Connected to the
Barry,
head,
my mother did
pain.
It. My mother did. Are you with her?
Oh,
because
right, hold on. Then. who would understand Tim or the name of Tim?
My stepdad's name is Jim.
Okay,
I'll
go with that. Tim or Jim, very, very close. Yeah, I'll go with that. I just feel then that they're probably talking about your mother here then at the moment then, okay?
Oh.
Because I've got very, very head pains. Does your mother sleep a lot? Does she have to sleep a lot at the moment?
Well, it's inconsistent sleep, really. But
right,
she tries.
I feel very, very sleepy. And who would Barbara be? Barbara. Somebody shouting Barbara.
Well, see, that would be my mother. My mother slept all the time. And Barbara Soffer is from our... I don't know if she passed, but she's probably from here. I hate to pick up someone, Barry, but I'm too... I don't know.
This is really interesting. But the thing is, that's really interesting, because just to let you know, me and Bonnie was just having a chat before the show, and Bonnie was saying to me, I'd love a reading with you, Barry. And I said, well, we'll do one day, Bonnie. And clearly what Bonnie's done is wished her family into the show now, because her family are going, well, we want one now. We're not going to wait any longer. Okay. Okay. All right. But I just want to say to you, in terms of your health, darling, that things are going to improve. There's something about tests in February or a checkup in February, and I want to say everything's signed off, everything's okay, everything's going to be all right. February time is significant. That's only, what, 3 months away? 3 months away, okay? Watch for February okay. coming. But I just want to say that, okay, this lady that comes in is connected on mum's side of the family because she talks to me about mum, your mum, a lot, okay? And I just want to say, take her with you because she gives you a lot of love and a lot of comfort. And she said, we know that moving wasn't easy for you to do and that you were already very settled where you were, okay? But stay put where you are for the time being. I want you to put your roots down. I want you to put your home back together. And I want you to start having a new life because I feel that as we go into August, September, there's a change that happens around the home life situation in a good way. Okay?
I love
Great.
That.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
I can't wait to grab this, but I got to tell you something, Barry. First, I want to tell you, my mom had very, very, very bad headaches, and she had a stroke in the base of her head. And she right. slept all the time. So I don't know who you're bringing through, but I think my fam, and what's funny is I wanted to bring my father through, not my mother, but my mother seemed to come through.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, who knows? Yeah. And you know how I feel, and we usually say that in the beginning of the show, that messages are meant not just for one person, but can be picked up by many. So, you know, when spirits come
yeah.
through, just remember, everyone, when we pick you up, if Barry's reading for the caller in front and you're next and you pick up every name and all kinds of stuff, then please let us know because spirits come and they come in groups. And sometimes we're getting something for the next caller. Okay. So Barry, do you want to go to the next person or did you want to continue with my mom?
I don't know. Should we go with your mum a little bit, Bonnie? Because I feel as though she's irritating me a little bit now because you woke her up. You woke her up and she's almost saying, right, well, you wanted me, so I'm here now, okay? Who's John?
And what, I wanted
world,
my daddy.
Well for me?
But I'm sorry?
Who's John in the spirit world? Who's John? Who's John in the spirit world?
Oh, John. Oh, my God. We buried him out the back. He's my husband's best friend. And nobody wanted John, and we took him. I mean, poor John. I mean, the truth of the matter is we did bury him out the back. We took his ashes and in the water because he was the happiest when he was at our home.
Yeah.
We sprinkled the water and had his funeral out our backyard at the beach house. So, yes, John, I'm sure
right,
is coming
okay.
through.
That makes and who's Bob? Bob as well. I've got to say Bob's with you. Robert or Bob?
Okay. Robert and Uncle Bobby could be my father's brother. I didn't care for him that much, so I don't. Oh, my Uncle Bob. No, I don't know. My Uncle Bob. I'm not wild about him, so send him back, please. I don't know that he passed, but
just as I do this, there's a gentleman and I don't know if this is Dad actually, because there's a gentleman here who stood in the background who's very quiet, okay, almost like watching things go by here, okay, and I feel with him that there would have been either some sort of book left from him. And I'm not just talking a storybook, like a family book or a book of all family stories or names of the family, something like that. And I feel as though this has been left behind here, okay? And as I see the gentleman, I know I'm not a big gentleman here. I know I'm probably, what, about probably 5'10 sort of height as I talk about him. And I'm aware that as he comes in, he talks to me about either cancer of the chest and lungs area, or you'd understand that there was problems around the lungs area in terms of breathing issues towards the end. He's given me a lot of pain there. Does that make sense?
My daddy had a heart. We didn't know, but he had a stent put in and he died on the table. So it would be heart. He couldn't breathe because he was getting no oxygen to the parts of his body. Yes.
I know.
Yes, and he would love to be 5'10". Yes, he was in a lot of pain.
Was he a little?
You know.
Oh, bless him. Was he a little man, Dad Bonnie? Was he
yes,
a little man?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Oh, bless him. Okay, good. take him with you then. Take him with you, because I think it's Dad who's going to pop his head in very quickly, okay?
Yes. But you know what? You bring in Timmy, and my Uncle Tommy was a big major – Uncle Tommy came through, and I really believe that was my Uncle Tommy that came through, and my Aunt Barbara. So you had all of my peeps here. But you know what I told my daddy, and I want you to know, everybody, that I told my daddy when I go to the spirit world, I am he's got a head start. God only knows how many years, and I hope a lot. But I am going to chase him through the universe and every planet and anywhere, because he promised me he would not leave me in this lifetime, and I am going to find him. So, and I'm going to strangle him. Yes. So he was my best friend. He's my bestie, so thank you. And I am going to pick up before everyone wants to shoot me. I am going to pick up 111. But here's the word for my daddy. Daddy, I am going to find you. Okay, here we go. 111, you are on with Barry. And if I don't, Barry will. Okay, 111, you're now on. Hi.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Hi, Barry. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi.
I love this book. I'm actually in the process of wanting to write a screenplay based on a true story of past lives with a lover. So I'm kind of fascinated in what you're going to bring forth. And by the way, it's 11:11.
Where are you? Because I felt.
It is, isn't it?
Are you in Ireland or England?
I'm in San Bernardino in California.
Okay. I don't know why I picked up. When I picked your number up before, when I was looking for Barry, I said, Barry, I've got somebody. I feel she's either from Ireland or England. Where is your nationality from, or Scotland?
Oh, I'm from New Zealand.
Okay. Well, you know, it's one of those. I knew it was not from here, but it's really interesting because I picked up that flavor, and I knew that when I picked your number up, it was going to be that you weren't from here. So, well, even though you are here, but okay, go ahead, Barry. I'm sorry I interrupted. So you're writing a book about past lives. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's
Go ahead, Barry.
Sorry, go on.
No, Barry, your turn.
Is this a past life? But is this what you're writing about your past life? I just didn't catch that.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Want to do it.
As
a screenplay. I wrote it many years ago, but I want to update it because I sort of touched on other things that are similar in repeated love, the love energy.
Okay, well, that's really interesting.
Can you tell us a little bit about your past life that, you know, you're giving us the screen, that you want a screenplay, but can you just really quickly give us a little bit of taste about what that past life that you wrote about is?
Well, one of them is in like a Druid Ireland time of
there you go.
You know, having a lot of communication with a lover that was sort of sailed away, and it's sort of like it's meant to be, but it can't be because of time and space, you know, so it repeats itself.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's really fascinating. I like that. Yeah, that's really, really great. And so, in terms of the play, what you're writing, has the information been given to you through a past life regression state?
No, not completely, just through my own dreams and a few different people that I know who, you know, do this kind of work. I've mentioned a couple of different lifetimes. It's one of them was in a war where we fell in love, but we were on both different sides of the battlefield, but we were in the medical profession, so we had common interests, but you know, you love someone on that neutral ground, but then there's all of the complications around you of different sides of wars. And also family, royalty. There was one in a royal, I'm not saying I was royal, but in a royal time when he was a secret lover because I could not marry him because of the bloodline. So we endangered each other and our life during that time because okay. he would have, you know, so it's sort of when you come together with somebody but you can't connect with them because of the circumstances. So you keep repeating yeah. these circumstances. So that was my theory in the book.
Okay. Where's the connection with you to Australia?
Well, I was born in New Zealand, and
okay.
I actually met a man in Australia, the one that I'm writing about in real life. He was from America, but I met him in Australia.
Oh, that's my probably, gosh, you picked that up, Barry.
Yeah,
I love that.
Huge, huge clawback to Australia all the time. And don't ask me why, but I want to talk about the Aborigines with you as well in a past life for some reason, because that's coming through very strong in terms of your link. You must be a lady that's very organized, very sorted. I like things just my way. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I can feel this. I can feel this very much around you. I just got this real strong link, as I say, to Australia all the time and to the bush. I need to talk to you about the bush in Australia for some reason. I hope that makes sense, but there's a real pull there with me when I talk about that. Who's William in the spirit world, please?
It's my dad.
I'm not sure that I did have a really good friend called William Raynon, who was a channel. I haven't heard anything about him in many years. I'm not sure if he's passed over. But he's the only William that I know.
Right, okay. I'll just get a link to William for you in the spirit world, okay? And somebody's bringing you in lots of little violet flowers, violets, okay? And I don't know whether you understand that, but it's a lady here that comes in giving you lots of violets.
I used to buy my mother little bouquets of violets in the store before I got on the bus when I was a teenager to go home.
Right.
You know, going down.
Has mum passed? Has mum passed? Yeah, this is your mum then, darling, okay? Because I'm bringing you in loads and loads of violets all the time, just violets. And she just said to me, bless her, she just said, and I know it's mum because of what she's just said, she just says, and your eyes still shine like the stars.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Yeah, take your mum with you. She's dropping in to say hello, but I want to say to you, you've been more successful than what you realize.
That's so nice.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat it?
Can you hear?
Yeah, of course I will. I said you will be more successful than what you realize.
Oh, that's a great thought. Thank you.
Okay. Well, September, October next year is significant.
That's fabulous. Guess what, Barry? I just found my screenplay.
Yeah.
I just found my screenplay. I'm gonna be the actress with that plays that past life if she does a screenplay. So think about that.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm gonna be successful too. So just think about 111 that thought.
Oh, and
Bonnie.
When you, I'll communicate with you shortly, but you're welcome to send it to me because I'm really good at reading and analyzing and adding. I've actually written a lot of screenplays, and I think I'm pretty much an expert at it.
Just
in that area. So.
Wow. Well, listen, I one time was a. I'm going to tell you, I'm the best actress around. So you get your screenplay and then you already know who your rising star is. But yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day. And I hope that you loved your reading because Barry is awesome.
Oh, thank you. That was perfect.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying the Aborigine is such an old soul form of knowing.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they brought that wisdom and the stars and nature and things like that. So I think I tap into that vibration as well.
Oh, I love
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's your inner self, isn't it? Your inner self. You're very nature.
Yes.
I love that.
Good.
Well, listen, yes, please keep in touch. And if you don't know how to get a hold of me, and I always forget, I'm also in all I feel like I might be on all of the FaceTime, Twitter, and everything. But if you can't find me, it's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Or my number is BAlbers714@AOL.com. Just drop me a line. And if you want me to be in your screenplay, we'll talk about it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And no fun mentioned. I just loved, you know, I'm always a ham. I hope that everybody in Love and Light understands that with this show. And I know she has called before. I've talked to her about the book a long time ago. But so everybody does know my sense of humor. But really, if you want me to be in your screenplay, I'm your girl. 818. You are on with Barry. Hi.
Hi. I hope I'm calling at the right time because I'm very confused that everybody knows about their past life. I can't seem to comprehend my own life. I go to different dimensions in my own life, and I don't know half the time where I am. Have you ever heard of a person being lost in life?
Barry?
Hello?
Have we lost you? Sorry, I thought we'd lost the link then all of a sudden.
Oh, me too. Yeah. When I said lost in life, I said, uh-oh, I did it again. I lost you. See, okay,
no,
I found out the other day when someone said to me, I am words. And I can be hypnotized by words, brainwashed by words, and I can write my own, write. And okay, enough of me. But the thing, well, I guess I need to find about it, me. But you all seem to know all about your past, and I dream about the future. So go figure this out.
But I think, but that's fine. And you know what? That would be great for the next show, what me and Bonnie are discussing, actually, wouldn't it, Bonnie?
Yes.
We're talking about all things extraterrestrial.
That's
and
right.
About the future and things. But I think, but
absolutely.
I think, you know, you've got to remember, you've got to remember that, you know, what we do as well is we try and make people look forward all the time. You know, what you're getting is a form of premonition.
Yes, premonition.
Going away from past life. It's almost the opposite of what we're talking about.
That's what I said.
Problem, but it's just all you're doing is you're linking into what's happening. And do you find, excuse me, do you have a lot of vivid dreams then that talk about the future and give you information about the future?
Well, I didn't know I had it, but yes, my whole life. And the thing is, after a car accident, I realized I had a dream for 4 days, and it came true. Not exactly to the same way I see in my dreams. It would be nice if it did. But after so many times of relationships, it's like, okay, that was like your dream, but not the same way with elves and fairies. So that's why I thought I might be a novelist or something else, or a fairy in my last dream, because past life, because I'm certainly one in this world.
Do you know, I'm going to throw something at you here. I'm going to say to you, do you ever stop to realize and think that maybe in your previous life that maybe you were a psychic or a medium, and what you're doing now is exactly what you used to do about predicting future for people or predicting lives for people?
No, because this happened.
I love that.
I like it,
I love
though,
that, Barry.
That's interesting. Other people who I come into my life want to regress me to childhood and change it. Have you ever heard of such a thing where they take me down and my memories are all gone again?
Yeah.
Where they want me to believe in them?
Yeah. But you see, I don't think people should change your life and change your direction of life. I think there's a way of investigating it that is something that we all should do. You know, you should investigate your life to see what has happened to you and what's made you the person you are today. But you know, I don't think you should let somebody take you back into a past life and change the future, because that's what they'll do. They will almost change what happens to you through your life's path. And, you know, that isn't what we're about, is it? That's not what past life's about, and it's not what mediumship's about. We can't affect people's life paths. All we can do is give you an element of direction to say, actually, you could try this or you could do that. But I'd be really nervous of somebody wanting to take you back into a past life and almost change that life path, if that makes sense.
I'll tell you, Barry, I put her on hold for a few minutes because we only have 5 minutes, and we don't have a whole lot of time to discuss, but you and I do. Because I have heard of this. I have not seen anybody, you know, that has come out of anything like this. But I totally believe we're here for certain purposes. And unless you, it's to work on those hurts, those fears, those aggressive behaviors, those two peaceful behaviors that help you to move past and through, healing your soul and spirit to move on to the next to the next lesson. Yeah. So I'm not sure I get that, but and then I have heard of people who they want to regress you back through the birth canal to come out when you have missed the attachment to your mother or to self, not to change the timeline, but actually to come to grips with the timeline. So I know that I've seen, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of that one, but that's crazy. Why would you want to wipe out all of that? You know, because I feel like, and I don't, you can't. What do you feel, Barry?
And you shouldn't, because, well, you shouldn't, because that's made you the person that you are today, isn't it? You know, that's like, I'm not being funny. That's a little bit like the Back to the Future films in a way, where you're going back in time to almost change what your future is going to be. And I don't think you should do that. You know, I think what we should do is accept where we are now and accept that there's things that we've brought back, things that have come back with us that we still need to deal with. But you don't need to go and change it, do you? You don't need to make yourself a different person because of that.
No, you can. I believe that, you know, people say, oh, old, you know, dogs never change their stripes or whatever that. Well, we can change being a better person. We can change how we look at people. But to change our timelines, I would feel would be against what spirit is actually here for. I feel maybe the next time you can, but not in this lifetime. So that's a really interesting subject. It's kind of like, and Barry, we only have 2 minutes. We have so many people to pick up. I do want to tell everybody, I cannot accommodate everybody, but Barry's going to be back, I think, in a couple weeks. And I'm going to write down the numbers that are here that didn't get on. Or I'm going to try. But Barry can be reached for private readings, even though my family came through. My dad's name is William. He went by Jerry. Oh, my gosh. I just want everybody to know, please get a hold of Barry John for a private reading. I love when people call me and say, I've contacted somebody on your show, and they did such wonderful service for me. Because in a private reading, as Barry will tell you, you have his undivided, absolute, whatever hour, half hour that you book him. I mean, I don't book, I only book 45-minute intervals. But Barry, whatever he does, you're going to have his undivided attention. So Barry, again, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you before I asked you this last question. So go ahead.
Will do. Yeah, everybody, you can get hold of me on Facebook. Just look under Barry John. You can get me on Twitter and Instagram. You can also get me on my website, which is www.barryjohn.com, and that's Barry with an IE. You know, drop me a message, say how much you've loved the show. I'll ping any messages over to Bonnie to have a look at as well, because we're always interested in who's listening. But, you know, just let us know that you've enjoyed the show and if we can help you or not.
I love that. And thank you, Christoph, for stopping by. I'm sorry I couldn't put you on. We'll figure it out. I just want to tell everyone that is in chat, that's listening, and will download the archives to the show. It is on podcast. It's saved forever. So you can go on podcast. I think there's 500 or 600 shows. Just grab the Barry John Show and you can put it on your site and actually have it if you've been read here and you want to keep it. Barry, it is an honor and a pleasure always. You are the best of the best. You bring through with such clarity and wonderful messages, an uplifting spirit for us. I do want to pass this by you, and we have 26 seconds left. What do you feel, and this is for another show, Barry, about a walk-in? So everyone, I don't know if you know the term walk-ins, if you resonate with them or you don't, but Barry, in 10 seconds... Barry? Okay. Well, we have lost Barry. We're off the air. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Candy. I don't even know what to say. Without you, we would not have the show. So thank you. Thank you again. And everyone, have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back here tomorrow at